In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. At all times, our faith is being tested. At all times, even in the best of times, we can sin by forgetting God. Even when we don't feel like we're being tested, that's the test. Are you remembering God? And St. James tells us that however we may be experiencing our life here, there's a time to sing to God, there's a time to say the Psalms, there's a time to call on people for visiting, but all of the times that we have, good times and bad, we're always called to express our faith. And sometimes we don't know exactly how that's supposed to look. And I've been always touched to hear what the Lord says. He says, when they deliver you up to be persecuted, don't plan ahead of time what your answer is going to be, because the Holy Spirit will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. But if we take it on ourselves to make that plan, it doesn't work. And we saw this with Peter's denials, because he said, others will fall away, and I will not fall away. There we go. He made his promise, he made his plan, and when the time came, he fell away. But this Lord, this wonderful and loving Lord who has come to be with us on this earth, we heard two wonderful gospels, one in today, one in the Orthros, and one just now in the Divine Liturgy. The first being about the woman who had an issue of blood for a long time, 12 years, and had gone into the crowd which, according to the Levitical law, would have made everyone impure, because if you touch someone with this flow of blood, not only are they impure in their bodies, they have to go and wash their clothes, and everyone that they touch is impure. So this whole crowd is now impure because the woman went into public seeking healing from the Lord. And he calls her daughter to show how close God wants us to have this relationship with him. And instead of, and in other accounts we hear that she's very afraid to tell the truth about why she was there. But Christ, and remember we said that the law says that if you touch anyone, they have to wash themselves and wash their clothes. But what did Christ's clothes do? Instead of him having to wash his clothes, it was his clothes that made her pure and healed. Why would we read this on a commemoration day of a woman martyr? It's not the same kind of situation, because the blood of the martyrs is considered pure, is considered healing and cleansing, because Christ on the cross has put an end to death, and their testimony and their witness to Christ shows that he is even more powerful than death. Because it's sometimes hard to hear the healing stories in the gospel, that somebody went to Christ and got healed. And we say, well, we're really waiting for healing still, for a long time. But these healing stories are signs of what's coming to every person. And this is what the important gospel reading also was in the divine liturgy, where the Lord heals a woman of her sins, which is much more, this can happen now. Healing of sins can happen now. Healing of body, as we said, the woman waited 12 years and also died again after her healing. But the healing of the soul happens now, even if there is sickness, even if we're waiting for this healing and this resurrection. The healing of the soul starts now, and Jesus showed us that he's in charge of both of those things, that he healed the body in the Orthodox Gospel reading to the woman who had the issue of blood, but he also heals the soul to the woman who comes into this house, this woman who has a sinful past, and he acknowledges in front of everybody who's there, he says, "This the woman whose sins are many are forgiven." And I wanted to bring out this hymn from the Orthros, because a lot of times you hear these gospel readings, you don't really know why they have been selected, as I said before. Why for a woman martyr are we reading about the flow of blood? Why are we reading about the sinful woman? And on other feast days of woman martyrs, there'll be another gospel reading about the 10 virgins, the 5 who were wise and the 5 who were foolish, and the 5 who were wise had oil in their lamps ready to meet the bridegroom. Well, this hymn that was said after the Orthros Gospel reading brings all that together. He says, "The virgin and victorious martyr," so we're talking about Saint Ephemia today, that she's a great martyr, someone who endured many torments for her faith. "The virgin and victorious martyr stood at the right hand of the Savior, and she was decked in the invincibility of virtue and adorned with the oil of purity and the blood of the contest." So this no longer sounds like the illegal, illicit blood of the Old Testament that was primarily to protect people from this immunocompromised, from sickness, from the impurity, but it says that she was adorned with the oil of purity and the blood of contest. So we're still subject to these sicknesses in this life. We're still subject to the cross in this life. But we know we can continuously hope on the Lord, who does hear the voice of our supplication. Then later it says, "holding her lamp," so a reference to the vigilance of the wise virgins, "with exultant joy she shouts to him," this is beautiful, "I have run after you for the smell of your ointments." Right, in the gospel today we said that the woman poured out her perfume, but much more is the perfume of forgiveness, of the healing that the Lord offers us. The Lord himself washed feet as a sign that the God of all came to be the servant of all creation. And this was a special healing that he showed, that he was in charge of the healing also of the soul. "I have run after you for the smell of your ointments, O Christ God, and I am wounded by your love. Do not leave me, heavenly bridegroom. At her entreaties, almighty Savior, send down to us your mercies." What a beautiful hymn that brings all of these teachings together, that the Lord, who is the Savior of body and soul, is with us. He visits us in our infirmities. And while we look around and we see that there is obvious pain, he will give the final answer to that. We know that resurrection comes. But healing of body is something that we are preparing for. He calls all out of the tomb to the resurrection. But what we can do now is offer our tears, say what difficulties we have in pursuing Christ. What are the challenges to giving the right answer? But always pray about that and never get discouraged, because when we allow our sinfulness to take charge, then we stop the pursuit of God. And Christ, who sees the heart of all, we remember in the gospel, he saw right in the heart of Simon. Simon was saying to himself, if he knew who this woman was that was touching him. And Christ shows that he knows Simon's heart as well. So I think we do well to not spend time on doing what Simon did, because that does happen. And the Lord hasn't told us never to talk to each other. But we do have to talk to each other in ways that show that we are asking God for forgiveness of our own sins. Because this is how we stay together. This is how we know that we are one church. So may he continuously guard our souls and protect our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, now and always, in good times and bad times, that our faith is always tested. But never forget God, who offers his fragrant oils, his purification, his great mercy to all of us who ask him to be in our life. To the Most Holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship now and forever, and unto ages of ages.